Welcome to Furniture Industry News, your go-to podcast for the latest updates and insights in the furniture industry. In today's episode, we have an exciting lineup of topics that will keep you well-informed and engaged. We'll start by examining how the sandwich generation, those balancing the care of both young children and elderly parents, is influencing the housing market. Next, we'll dive into the challenges faced by the mattress industry due to softer demand and how companies are adapting to this downturn. We'll also discuss why this could be a tough year ahead for furniture importers with increasing price hikes and surcharges, and how this impacts both businesses and consumers. Amid these challenges, we'll highlight a success story as IKEA emerges as the fastest growing retailer and dive deeper into their significant investment on Fifth Avenue in New York. Later, we'll explore Lazy Boy's strategic plans to expand its retail footprint and Natuzzi's innovative reimagined gallery concept that's gaining global traction. Lastly, we will take a closer look at Culp Incorporated's restructuring plans aimed at improving profitability amidst ongoing market challenges. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an episode. Let's get started. We start today with the sandwich generation, a group of Americans balancing the care of young children and elderly parents. This demographic is having a significant impact on the housing market. According to research by Realtor.com, 1 in 6 Americans belong to the sandwich generation, defined as those simultaneously caring for children under 18 and aging parents or grandparents. Interestingly, for 33% of these individuals, family support has been crucial in helping them afford a home. For many, this support comes in the form of financial assistance, allowing them to manage down payments or mortgage payments. More than half of the sandwich generation receiving family support report that this aid is making it possible for them to move forward in the housing market. However, the picture isn't entirely rosy. Among the remaining 2/3 who aren't new homeowners, a significant portion cite caregiving responsibilities as a financial strain that prevents them from buying a home or paying off their mortgage. This highlights the dual-edged sword of family support. While it helps some gain homeownership, it puts considerable financial pressure on others. Generationally, millennials make up the largest portion of this group, with 36% identifying as part of the sandwich generation. Among them, 43% have found that caring for both young children and older parents has helped them afford a home, but almost the same percentage, 46%, say it has prevented them from buying a home. Even more challenging, Gen X, baby boomers, and Gen Z are not immune to these pressures. All these age groups are impacted as they juggle caregiving roles and financial responsibilities, making it clear that the sandwich generation's influence on the housing market spans multiple generations. So while the sandwich generation is finding some pathways to homeownership through family support, the overall financial burden they face continues to be a major hurdle for many. Understanding these dynamics can offer valuable insight for professionals in the housing and furniture industries as they navigate a market influenced by this unique demographic. The mattress industry is facing a challenging period as demand continues to soften. Described by industry executives as stagnant, depressed, and sluggish, the market is seeing consistent declines in sales. This downturn is primarily driven by high interest rates and wary consumer sentiment. The International Sleep Products Association forecasts a 4% decrease in mattress units sold for the year and a 2% drop in sales dollars compared to 2023. Last year, the industry experienced an 8% drop in the number of mattresses sold and a 6.8% decline in shipment value within the U.S. This follows a massive 14.7% drop in units sold in 2022, highlighting a trend of persistent contraction over the last few years. The impact of higher interest rates on the housing market, combined with decreased consumption of durable goods, is contributing to this slump. Consumers are also grappling with record high credit card debt, which limits their ability to make significant purchases like mattresses. Nevertheless, there are some optimistic signs. Investment bank Piper Sandler noted that Memorial Day promotions led to a slight sales increase, indicating that while the market remains tough, there are opportunities for minor gains. Sleep Number and Tempur, Sealy International, two major players in the industry, foresee a potential uptick in the latter half of the year. Sleep Number in particular remains cautiously optimistic, projecting low single-digit growth and highlighting efforts to reduce operating expenses. Culp Incorporated and Leggett & Platt, key suppliers in the mattress category, are implementing restructuring plans to cut costs and enhance efficiency. Leggett & Platt plans to close up to 20 facilities to save up to $50 million annually, while Culp is shutting down factories in Canada and Haiti, aiming for a $10 million cost reduction. Although the mattress industry is enduring a rough patch, companies are taking strategic actions to weather the storm and position themselves for future growth. With restructuring efforts and cautious optimism, there might be light at the end of the tunnel for the mattress sector. How high is up? That's the question furniture importers are asking themselves as they face the latest round of freight rate increases. Since the start of April, spot container rates from the Far East to the U.S. West Coast have risen 29% and are currently a staggering 198% higher than this time last year. This surge in costs has already led major furniture suppliers like Ashley Furniture Industries and Flexsteel to impose surcharges to offset the higher container costs, and it looks like more companies will follow suit. There are several reasons behind these escalating container rates. Disruptions in the Red Sea have diverted traffic away from the Suez Canal, and low water levels at the Panama Canal have forced many ships to sail the longer route around South America. These diversions have lengthened shipping times and reduced overall capacity. Added congestion at major ports like Singapore and slower sailing speeds have steadily pushed container costs higher, rendering many existing contracts moot and pushing companies into the spot market. The situation has been made worse as major importers scramble to stockpile goods, anticipating even higher costs as the critical fourth quarter approaches. This stockpiling has further disrupted the balance between supply and demand, giving shippers the leverage to continue hiking rates. These sharp increases come at a fragile time for U.S. furniture retailers, who are already facing some of the lowest consumer traffic levels in recent memory. High interest rates and a weak housing market have added to these woes, putting strong deflationary pressure on furniture prices and leading to higher than normal levels of discounting and promotional activity. While some retailers have managed decent sales around holiday promotions, these gains often come from extending the promotional period or offering even deeper price cuts. However, ongoing stubborn inflation and the prospect of even higher container costs will challenge this strategy. With rising costs for goods, manufacturers might be forced to increase prices or add surcharges just to stay afloat. This isn't something that can be easily or quickly fixed. The factors driving these market conditions are structural, beyond the control of any individual company or sector. As a result, retailers find themselves squeezed at both ends. Lagging consumer demand meets rising costs, creating a tough environment to navigate. Stay tuned as we continue to monitor these developments closely. Despite a tough year for many retailers, IKEA stands out as the fastest growing furniture retailer. What sets IKEA apart, you might ask? It's their innovative strategies and consistent execution that have helped them thrive even when others have struggled. First, let's talk about IKEA's meticulous planning. In 2023, IKEA reported over $4.2 billion in furniture, bedding, and accessories sales across their 54 U.S. stores. This impressive performance earned them the top spot on the list of fastest-growing retailers. IKEA achieved this by not only increasing its sales, but also by expanding its retail footprint. They added two new stores last year, which might not seem like a lot, but in a year when many retailers were closing locations, it made a difference. Their approach is multifaceted. IKEA scored high across all five indices used to determine the fastest-growing retailers, which is a rare accomplishment. This demonstrates their holistic business strategy, covering everything from customer experience to efficient logistics. One specific area where IKEA excels is their focus on a seamless online and offline integration. They have invested significantly in making their stores more accessible and their online shopping experience more straightforward, which has resonated well with consumers looking for convenience and value. IKEA's business model also benefits from their unique in-store experience. Their stores offer an immersive experience that showcases how their products can be used in a variety of home settings. This setup not only helps in boosting sales, but also enhances customer satisfaction as they can see and feel how products would fit into their lives. Additionally, IKEA has remained committed to sustainability, which increasingly matters to consumers. From offering more eco-friendly products to investing in sustainable practices across their supply chain, their green initiatives have helped them attract and retain a loyal customer base. In conclusion, while many competitors faced declining sales and increased operational challenges, IKEA leveraged its strategic strengths to continue growing. Their combination of a robust retail presence, innovative customer experiences, and a commitment to sustainability has cemented their position as the fastest-growing furniture retailer. Ingka Group, the parent company of IKEA, has announced an ambitious investment in a major project on New York's iconic Fifth Avenue. This development is part of IKEA's broader strategy to expand its presence in urban centers across the United States. In collaboration with Extel Development Company, Ingka Group is contributing to the largest development on Fifth Avenue in more than six decades. The project involves a colossal mixed-use commercial building spanning 1 million square feet. This space will include an 80,000-square-foot IKEA store, strategically positioned over two cellar levels with a prominent corner entrance on Fifth Avenue. The location ensures accessibility, being within walking distance of Grand Central Station and Bryant Park. The new store is part of an Ingka Group initiative aimed at not just expanding their footprint, but also transforming how the company engages with urban consumers. Peter van der Poel, Managing Director of Ingka Investments, highlighted the broader vision behind the investment. It's not just about increasing IKEA's market presence. It's about playing a role in developing strong, sustainable economic and business communities in major cities. IKEA has already set a precedent with urban initiatives, having opened stores in key international cities such as Tokyo, Madrid, Paris, and London, along with innovative studio concepts in Vienna, Barcelona, Berlin, and Prague. With over 50 retail locations in the United States, the company is keen on making its mark in densely populated areas by bringing its stores closer to where people live and work. Javier Quinones, CEO and Chief Sustainability Officer for IKEA US, emphasized that the Fifth Avenue store is still in the early planning stages. However, he assured that the new location will offer an inspiring shopping experience tailored to meet the home furnishing needs of New Yorkers. The Fifth Avenue development is set to be a state-of-the-art building, targeting LEED Gold certification for sustainability. The project is slated for completion in 2028, marking a significant step in IKEA's long-term growth strategy. This investment underscores IKEA's commitment not just to retail expansion, but also to enhancing urban living experiences for its customers. Lazy Boy is setting its sights on expanding its retail footprint with an ambitious plan to open additional new stores and make strategic acquisitions. This iconic furniture brand aims to grow from its current 355 locations to 400 stores over the next several years. This expansion includes both company-owned and franchise-operated outlets, providing a balanced blend of growth avenues. Recent earnings reports underline their strong commitment to this strategy. Despite high interest rates affecting home sales and tighter consumer spending, Lazy Boy remains optimistic. President and CEO Melinda D. Whittington has emphasized the brand's focus on retail development. For the latest fiscal year, Lazy Boy opened six new stores and acquired 11 more, including a significant two-store network in Florida. They're planning to open an additional 15 new stores this fiscal year alone. Even though retail environments have been challenging, Lazy Boy's strategy is yielding solid results. The company's own stores showed a slight sales increase, defying broader industry trends where competitors have seen declines. By owning more than half of their stores, Lazy Boy is able to control the consumer experience from start to finish, something Whittington believes is a crucial advantage. The brand's extensive retail network allows it to better understand consumer preferences and market trends, which in turn influences product development. With a keen eye on data and consumer-centric strategies, Lazy Boy aims to stay ahead in categories like motion and reclining furniture, where they are market leaders. The ability to control many aspects of their supply chain, from raw materials to final delivery, also helps achieve greater profitability and customer satisfaction. In summary, Lazy Boy's expansion plan is not just about increasing store numbers. It's about leveraging their vertically integrated model, improving the customer journey, and setting the stage for long-term growth. They are confident that this focused approach will make them more resilient and responsive to market conditions, keeping them a step ahead in the ever-evolving furniture industry. Natuzzi's new gallery concept is making waves across the globe. Launched last fall, this innovative approach to retail is designed to create a more engaging and immersive shopping experience for consumers. With a total of 113 retailers signed on globally, and 21 of those in the US and Canada, it's clear that the concept is resonating well with both retailers and customers alike. So what exactly is the reimagined gallery concept? At its core, it's an updated in-store display model that comes in three different sizes: 1,300, 2,200, and 3,500 square feet. Each size is tailored to fit different retail spaces and offers a variety of room settings to inspire customers. For instance, the 200 square foot gallery, which has proven to be the most popular, features around 10 different room settings. This footprint costs about $48,000, including all products and display systems, making it a feasible option for many retailers. The galleries are designed to be both aesthetically pleasing and highly functional. They showcase a wide range of Natuzzi's latest offerings, including the Natuzzi Editions, Houston New Generation Zero Gravity Collection, and the Roma Sofa, which features adjustable armrests and backrests. These additions not only highlight the company's commitment to comfort and innovation, but also give consumers a variety of options to choose from. Moreover, the reimagined gallery concept is focused on digital integration. Starting July 1st, gallery partners will gain access to a digital marketing platform that amplifies their marketing efforts across various digital channels. This platform is integrated with Natuzzi's marketing planner and digital content database, providing robust support to drive local engagement and ultimately boost sales. Another notable feature is the space performance concept, which offers room set options tailored to the specific needs of each retailer. This allows for a high degree of customization, enabling retailers to present their products in ways that will most likely resonate with their community. Customers also benefit from the convenience of Natuzzi's website, where they can explore products in detail, including a range of custom configurations and fabric options. This allows them to visualize how a particular piece would fit into their own home setup, making the decision process smoother and more gratifying. The reimagined gallery concept is more than just a new way to arrange furniture in a store. It's a comprehensive strategy aimed at elevating the retail experience for both store owners and their customers. By combining aesthetically pleasing displays with digital marketing and customization options, Natuzzi is setting a new standard in the furniture retail industry. Culp Incorporated, a supplier of upholstery and mattress fabrics, is taking significant steps to address ongoing market challenges through restructuring plans. Over the past fiscal year, Culp saw a net loss of $13.8 million, a slight improvement from the $31.5 million loss reported the previous year. Despite this loss, there are glimmers of hope within the company's different divisions. The mattress fabrics division posted a 4.8% increase in sales, reaching $116.4 million. However, the upholstery fabrics division experienced a drop, with sales falling 12.1% to $109 million. To combat declining sales and improve overall efficiency, Culp has initiated a restructuring plan that includes closing facilities in Canada and Haiti. These moves are expected to save the company around $10 to $11 million annually. President and CEO Yves Culp believes these changes will enable the company to operate more profitably with lower fixed costs. The strategic adjustments are anticipated to optimize Culp's global manufacturing capabilities without limiting potential growth. The aim is to return to positive operating income by the second half of fiscal year 2025. Looking ahead, while Culp remains cautious about offering specific guidance due to macroeconomic uncertainties, they are focusing on sustainable growth and enhancing shareholder value. The company is confident that their strategic actions will position them to weather current market conditions and be better prepared for future opportunities. As we observe these shifts, it's clear that Culp Incorporated is committed to navigating these turbulent times with a proactive approach, aiming for a more resilient and profitable future. Thank you for tuning into Furniture Industry News. Your engagement and interest in the latest trends and insights keep us motivated to bring you more valuable content. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to our podcast. By subscribing, You'll never miss an episode, and we'll always stay informed about the latest developments and innovations in the furniture industry. Whether you're a furniture retailer, manufacturer, or simply an enthusiast, our podcast is designed to give you the knowledge you need to stay ahead. Don't forget to subscribe, and we'll catch you in the next episode.